The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny, my name is Jesse. My husband and I have two little girls that are 6 and 9 years old. We both work. My husband's a diesel mechanic with a trucking company, and I clean homes. About 8 weeks ago, we had a pretty bad scare. My husband was on his motorcycle on his way home from work and hit a deer not far from our house in Gladstone. I guess he was up around 72nd in Gladstone, and multiple injuries, a broken pelvis, broken left femur, broken ribs, road rash. It's been a hard road back for him to get on his feet, but we're just happy it wasn't worse. I've worked to try to clean extra houses to keep our heads above water while he's had some time off for recovery, but we've used all that up and what little we had in savings to keep up on the bills, and we've done okay for the most part, but I'm really worried about rent. We haven't been able to come up with December, and it's almost January. The good news is my husband was just cleared to go back to work on the 30th of December. So I'm just praying we can make it until that first paycheck back. We've been through so much as a family, and I've just tried to keep everything as normal as possible for our girls, but it's been rough. I just ask that maybe you could consider us, and thank you for reading our letter. So Jake spoke with her. Man, I'll tell you what, a broken pelvis, a broken femur, that's the upper bone, your thigh bone. Ribs, I'm surprised he's made it back in 8 weeks. That is, it could have been much, much worse. Let's see here. Jesse?
Yes.
Hey, Jesse, this is Johnny. We're on the radio. Is it okay?
Of course. Hi.
Hey, I got your letter. I'm glad your husband's okay, man. What happened?
September 20th, and he was on his way home from work, and I got a call from Gladstone police officer that he had hit a deer. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, why are they calling me? He had a deer in his truck, and then it hit me that he had taken the bike that day.
It could have been a lot worse. I mean, it's definitely something. All of us who ride know how awful it is to, we see them all the time, man, especially in September and into October. It's that time, right? Everybody's in rut, and it is, it's a big animal. So what happened that day? Did he tell you?
He was just about a block from our house, on 72nd Street. And the car in front of him locked its brakes up, so he just swerved to go around it. He said all he remembers is just seeing a deer, and it knocked him out. And he rode the bike off into it flew off into a ravine, about a 20-foot drop. And it took out the bike. Was very touch and go the first 24 hours. Your pelvis holds a lot of blood. And the fact that he's going back to work, and let alone while I'm walking, is just amazing.
Now, I have a friend who broke his pelvis in a motorcycle accident. So, yeah, September 20th. So, it's you know, you're looking at, you know, we're in our third month, but that is... That is the amount of rehabilitation, using the walker, being in a wheelchair. Did they put the rods in his pelvis, or did he have to have those?
And he had a car wreck back in 99, so he already had hardware in there, and they had to put him in what was called traction for two days to get the right tools.
But he's okay now, and so tell me what's going on. Listen, because that's the most important thing to be thankful for right now is, like, look, he's here. Your kids are going to be okay. You guys have got your health. He's going to go back to work. So the other stuff, let's work on these problems. Let's see what we can do. You haven't been able to pay rent for December.
Right.
So I know that you were working extra to try to pick up more money.
Just cleaning houses here and there, yeah.
Okay. So how much did you rent for December?
$1,000.
Okay. And that's not been paid, and you're worried because January's on the way up. What about your other bills? Are they paid?
Yeah. We've been really good to stay on top of things and really budget with what we had.
How's your husband been? How's his attitude? How's he doing okay?
You know, he's been amazing. He has kept a positive spirit about it, and just he's been amazing.
So he's got to be ready to go back to work as well. So when they cleared him to go back, when?
On the 30th for light duty, which we are not real sure what that all entails. Being a diesel mechanic.
Are the guys
he
at work?
Behind a desk.
Are they working with him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Most definitely.
All right. What about Christmas for the little girls? Emma is 6, and you have a little girl who's also 9. So what have
yes,
you done?
Yes, Chevy. They have been so amazing through this whole thing. They, for such little bitty people, they understand.
Sure. When you say they understand, what do you mean? About Christmas or their dad?
About Christmas.
What did you tell?
You know,
what
my 9-year-old just simply asked to get one string on her guitar fixed.
No.
You know, little things like that.
But listen, hold on. Tell me, Jesse, what did you tell them for Christmas? What did you tell them was happening?
I just told them, Christmas was going to be a little different this year, and we wouldn't be able to do the great big,
Okay.
Big presents, it's just going to be a little different.
Okay. All right. Stay right there. Hold on. All right. So you guys know. Those little kids are going to get Christmas. Let's get December paid, and then let's get January covered.
Okay.
Because if he's back to work at the end of this month, then he'll be back in the pocket, and they should be fine. We should have all the bills paid up. So, what do we need? $2,000 and then $500 in gift cards for the kids. And that should get us 100%. Am I missing anything, Jake?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we've got then. Mary, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Johnny. I want to throw in $500 for this family.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's get this done. Why, Mary, by the way?
My kids are grown, and this year we just decided that we were going to do something else instead of gifts for each other, and we decided that we would go with the charity you guys do because you help people that don't get help otherwise from other places.
You say we. Are you saying you and your husband?
My husband and I and my 3 kids.
And you sat down and had a talk. Tell me, honestly, tell me about that.
We sat down at Thanksgiving and said, hey, you guys, we were talking about what everybody wanted for Christmas, and nobody really wanted or needed anything. And I said, well, then this is silly. Why are we doing this? And let's do something else. And they all totally agreed. So we decided, we talked about what to do, and we decided to go with you guys because you help people that don't get it otherwise.
That's just great. And what a great thing to teach your family. What a great thing to illustrate and to not just talk the talk, but walk that walk. I think it'll serve those kids for all their life.
It definitely will. They're good kids.
I love that. Hey, head to any U.S. bank. Tell them hope for the holidays, okay?
Will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, 500 up. Ashley, hi.
Hello. I wanted to donate $100 to this family.
Beautiful. What do you do for a living, Ash?
I drive. I'm a truck driver, actually, for a small hotshot company. We have 6 employees here in town.
Hey, so it's a small company, man. That extra 100, I'm sure you could use it at Christmas, man. I'm sure you need it.
Yeah. I've saved the money up, though. We had 2 major family tragedies 6 days apart in July. And in honor of my daughter-in-law who lost her battle with mental health in July,
I'm so
this
sorry.
Is for her I love you, Kaylin, and I miss you dearly every single day. Oh, I know it's not much, but I hope that it can help this family out.
Ashley, it might as well be $1 million. If you don't have that 100 and you need that 100, it's an insurmountable number. It's a wonderful, wonderful amount, and I appreciate you.
Well, I just wish the best for this family and for everybody. You have a tribe that surrounds you, whether you know us or not. Indeed. Kansas City is a tribe, and we will be there for everyone.
U.S. Bank, drop it off today. Yep. I love you for it. Stay right there. All right. All right, guys. One second. Hold on. Let me see here. I see my brother, Big E. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, John? How are you?
Better than you, you big bastard. Hey, by the way, did you send me the link?
That's not hard to get.
This is Big E, by the way, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Did you send me the link to the goddamn Roblox stuff I'm supposed to buy your kids and the Fortnite stuff?
I sent you all the stuff yesterday.
Okay.
Very, very detailed.
You know I'm challenged.
Incredibly detailed.
God,
you know
thank
I'm
you.
Very challenged with this, my friend. I just want to do the right thing for those kids.
No, I know.
All right, what can I do for you, brother?
We had a couple of setbacks this year too, but I definitely have $100 I can give to these guys. From a working guy to a working guy.
Yeah.
Let's just help them out. Dude, you remember when Belshi had his wreck and he blew out his pelvis?
Yeah.
Good gosh.
No, man. I remember he had to learn to walk again. I remember everything from those giant rods sticking out of his hips that he had to have for months to using a wheelchair to then using a walker. And then, I mean, it was an incredible journey for him, man. Incredible journey.
Yeah, all of it, without a doubt. I can't imagine. I mean, I was just thinking about how dangerous riding a bike is, and nobody thinks about it, you know, so often. And I'm like, gosh. You know, how would you just bounce back from that, let alone go sit in a chair, let alone go to work? And,
yeah,
you know, and this guy's got a physical job, you know? So, yeah, I know it's not a lot, but whatever we can do, you know?
It is a lot. I love you for it. Stay right there, man. All right. Where are we at?
We're at 700 right now, and your goal is 2,500.
All right. Shannon. Oh, Jake just put that up.
John.
Hey, Shannon, what's going on?
How you doing, John?
I'm well. I just... Jake just put the note up for me. You want to share with the rest of the class?
Well, I didn't know this is a friend, and I had no idea that they were struggling. I know the friend of a friend is a diesel mechanic, so I had to put two and two together, and that's when Jake called me. But I've got $1,500 to throw down for him to help out. They're good people, and
well, hold on,
Shannon, it's the least
you,
I could
you,
do.
You actually do. You know who Jesse is, or Jesse and her husband John?
They're friends with a good friend of mine. So, yes, I know them, but not super personal, but I know exactly who they are.
And how much?
$1,500, my friend.
God dang, man. That's what he wrote down. $1,500. Why that?
You know, it's just, like I said before, we've scraped a lot many, many years ago, and it's just something that I've been doing a lot in the last 5 years is help people when they need a hand up. So it's all good, brother.
Well, and people don't understand. And again, you're what a blessing to, and I use that term in the highest way, to be able to help somebody, to have the ability to help somebody, whether it be financially or with effort, is a gift. Unless you use it, you'll never know the gift you had.
Absolutely, my friend.
All right.
We appreciate you, my friend.
Oh, no, it's Shannon, you know exactly how this world works, and it's people like you. You stay right
there.
You stay right there, man. It's that puts us where?
We're at 2,200, and we just need 2,500.
All right, Jason, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Johnny.
Hey, man.
Good morning, Johnny.
What can I do for you?
Man, I can spare $100 for it. It's not much, but it'll help.
Dude, it puts us one step closer, brother. Every step towards that goal is one moment closer. What do you do for a living?
I'm a local driver for a linen company.
You got an extra 100?
Yeah, I can spare 100. No problem.
U.S. Bank, put it in hope for the holidays today, and I'm going to make sure this money goes out.
I'll get it there today, bud.
I love you for it.
I appreciate everything you guys do for the community.
Dude, it's
not us. I listen to your show every morning.
Brother, it has nothing to do with us. We're nothing more than a connection. And
you're the ringleader, the way I look at it.
Stay right there, brother. I love you. Thank you. Where are we at?
We're at 2,300. Need 2,500.
Give me Mike. Okay. Mike. Hey, Mike. Oh.
Jake's got it.
Mike, can you hear me?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Johnny, I'd like to get 500 for him.
You know what? Can you give me, how much do we need, Nick?
We need 200.
Can I have 200 and you could save the other for another hope?
That's fine. That works.
That would be perfect, man. That cleans everything up. That gets everything done.
Perfect.
All right. Listen, I love you. You stay right there. Man, that's huge. What do you do for a living?
I've got a powder coating shop over in Manhattan. I live in Manhattan. I'm in Kansas City on weekends to see my girlfriend. I've been hit on a bike before. I get it. I know what it's like. I ended up having neck surgery and 3 vertebrae in my neck fused from it. 500 is everything to a family. Let's do it.
It's great. Did you end up riding anymore?
Yeah, I ended up, yes, for a while, but I just actually last 2 weeks ago, Meekum sold my bike.
Oh, you sold your bike at the Meekum?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but that's a nice bike. that's huge, man. It's just so sweet of you, brother. It's such a good thing, man. And again, getting hit on that bike, it's always just a question of when and how bad. But you're always going to wreck it. And that is, guys, that's not just some cute little phrase. If you ride motorcycles, it's going to be super small, minor, or it's going to be absolutely terrible, but it is going to happen. That is just a fact of riding.
Absolutely, brother.
All right. I love you, man. Stay right there. So where are we at?
We're there. We're at 2,500, what we need.
So that gets us, okay.
Two months around and the kids.
Miss Jessie?
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do. You bring us the information for your landlord, and we are going to pay December's back rent. And we're going to pay January in front of it.
Okay.
And then we have some gift cards. We have $500 in gift cards for you to go buy some Christmas for your two little girls.
Oh, you guys are amazing.
And our friends at Constantino's would also like to give you a $500 Constantino's gift card. Good at any Constantino's Price Chopper, Constantino's Market, the Apple Market, Sunfresh. If it says Constantino, it'll work. All right. Will this get you guys?
You guys are amazing.
Will this get you there? Will it get you over the hump? I mean, here's the goal of all this. Above everything, is I want to make sure that that you'll be okay once he's back to work, that your bills are caught up, that you start fresh again, and you get back to just living and not worrying.
That would be a breath of fresh air.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.